Okay, any question?
Where are we? You started to talk about bizarre stuff in a way. You mean started to tell us stories about magic. But remember he said we need magic because this is beyond the logic of the logical conversation. The intelligence will accept it and end of story, that's it. But our story is not like that. We need magic. You know, the word magic that Rumi is using means incapability of intelligence. When something intelligently is not understood, we call it mojize. Means we put it, the intelligence down. Intelligence is incapable of understanding it. Let's start from the beginning, right at the beginning. What was the dilemma? Remember? Was intelligence. Said you started you growing up with this intelligence. You believed in it and you put your life in the hand of your intelligence, and that's how it works. Then, what is the problem with them? Your intelligence understands the rule, not the exceptions. So you miss the exceptions. And wherever there is a rule, there is an exception. And we're talking about that exceptional stuff that will make you feel good, which has nothing to do with intelligence. That was the essence. Here again, at the end of all the conversation we had, all the different analysis of what real wisdom is, what we're talking about, we arrived at the end of it. We said, okay, the last part was the limit of trust to this intelligence, because sometimes it will try to help you, but to avoid a better stuff. Remember, that was the last big story we heard. So, final point was just like that. Okay, always remember that this intelligence, even if it is pretending to be a spiritual, it's not trustworthy. Then, the last part starts. Talking about magic, about a fellow, about being suspicious about these people we were talking about. Then, he started a very simple argument. First paragraph, he talked about the obvious stuff that doesn't need a proof. He said, somebody if writes on the wall that I'm literate, there is no need for the proof. Why he brought that? Because he was talking about this. He said, this stuff, this is the witness of a meaning. By itself, it's not anything. The poetry I'm giving to you is just the pot. And it contains the wine. You should be able to drink the wine. Go inside it. How? Okay, let me give you an example. I tell you a story of two babies in the womb of two mothers bowing to each other, somehow respecting each other. What do you think? Next paragraph, he said, oh, everybody will say, this is silly. First of all, that lady was over there, he didn't see anyone. Then historically, they are not at the same time. And blah, blah, all of that, right? This is what I'm talking about. This is why we need magic. We need to go to another state of mind that you don't ask for the proof. You follow the path to arrive to the point. It's like walking in a garden. Therefore, let me answer to that. It was the answer to difficulty. What was the answer? The answer was let me tell you this. You hear all the different stories and you don't mind them. How come when it comes to these kind of stories, you check one detail or something like that? Here is a, oh brother, remember, the story is like a measure, the real meaning in it resembles the grain. If you're the wise guy, take the grain. All of this for why? Then next paragraph that, you know what? When we are talking, we do something. We put some meaning in these sentences in a special way. Then what will happen? We'll hand it to you. Each of you will dissect it differently and you will take it in differently. This is the trick. Because if you want to have the exact stuff that I put in it and you want to question that, that's impossible. Even for me it's impossible to be like that. If we insist upon that kind of argument, we'll lose the time and we'll mess up everything. Let me tell you this. In our field, this wisdom, there is this belief that the right word goes for the right people and wrong word fits the wrong people. Because we know that there is that subconscious attraction towards something. And subconsciously, you will interpret whatever in your own horizon. That is something that is the dilemma. Example is like this. Somebody will explain to someone else that, oh, there is this kind of tree, which if you have the fruit, you will never die, you will be blah, 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 all of that. So you will send someone for a long period of time searching for it in India. Then at the end, you realize, let me say, this is because you took the word over there. I said tree. I meant what? When you say a tree, what do you mean by a tree? What is a tree? Let's dig in. What is the meaning of a tree?
An organism that's rooted in the ground and draws its nourishment from the ground and takes the energy from the sun and converts it into...
Up to this, you are at the those little plant of tomato.
Yeah,
it's not tree yet. Ah, you see, you mean there is a lot to it. When you say a tree, normally you don't pay attention that you are talking about a standing position. For example, that's in it, right? You could choose that meaning or not. Or you could pay attention that while I'm bringing the tree in here, that will lead you to the real meaning. Because each word has several meaning. There is no one meaning for one word. That's the key stuff in the primary school, that this means this. We know that even the tonality of language plays an enormous role here, right? And we are facing the poetry, means the tonality is fitted in a musicality, which is a very pleasing and heart-opening stuff. So whatever the word we're talking about, we mean something else. And why we do that? Because the language was created by intelligence for intelligence, and it's working with intelligence. Means it was, the language was created for the merchant part of me, not for the parrot. What could the parrot do? Parrot has no way but mimicking the language of the merchant. Don't they do that? They mimic it. So that's the paradox. We mimic your language. So apparently here I'm talking English and the poetry is in Persian translated to English. But we all know it's not that. There is a passion in here which is waiting to be transferred. And that's the point. Because we are digging for that passion. We know we are looking for that exception. We want to feel the field of love. That's what we're here for. Therefore, okay. So, remember, no giving up. Yes, you will go around, you will do all of this stuff, because at the beginning, nobody will tell you what is the meaning of the tree, because you don't ask anyone. You go, you do. Then it happens. When it happens, suddenly you have that. But remember, sometimes we call it tree because we are talking about the constant growth of this knowledge. Sometimes we call it cloud because we believe this knowledge is raining upon us. We are not creating the knowledge. We are the receiver of knowledge of love. Because the animal is not a creator of love. Animal is creator of intelligence. We are that. Therefore, there is some differences. And sometimes we want to talk about the vastness of the flow of this kindness. So we call it ocean. But remember, doesn't matter what we call it. Remember, we are using the language of commerce or technicality for another purpose, which has no language. And ironically, it doesn't need any language, because lovers, they don't need really to talk to communicate. But as a beginner, we are depending on this language. Then, what is the problem with this language? We don't have one language, excuse me. That's the point. The story of four person looking for some grape, remember? Look, that's what it is. It's not only the difference between Turkish and Persian and Greek and Arab. It's a difference between several layers of social or cultural differences using different languages. That's what language is all about. Language is a basic stuff that any one of us will interpret it differently. Therefore, we never understand each other 100%. The only time that we could understand each other 100% is when. Have you ever understood someone 100%? I have experienced that. One of the first one in my life that I will never forget was the first time that I really communicated with Vivaldi, a concerto that I was listening to for a long time, maybe 100 times, because I wanted to know what this classic music is all about. But I couldn't, because okay, it was music. I couldn't really connect first time. Yes, sorry.